What would their school shooting playlist be?
He's there to speak about the shooting.
And who are those good-looking kids back there?
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
Now they're clearing like a little area. It looked like a little teacher's lounge.
I know one
area.
Place they don't have to check. The girls' bathroom.
Mexicans hate local whites.
You need to go into the see the Dark Knight.
No, Trevor, you're making me feel like Bruce Wayne's parents right now.
If a woman needs it, should she be spanked?
I want to see his penis.
This is great radio, you guys.
This is a podcast, you old fruit basket.
Okay.
What's going on, Nick?
Hello, Pedro.
Who do you think you are? Dude, I love doing this, man.
Hey, CJ.
What's going on, CJ?
You're looking buff.
Really?
Dude, you're looking swole, dude.
I haven't exercised in like 2 weeks.
For butt ugly freak.
Oh.
Headshot, bang!
Ooh.
Hey, guys, I'm Nick. I just realized today that trick-or-treat smell my feet give me some good eats. A little bit creepy.
It really is. That's kind of weird you realize that in March, which is Women's Awareness Month. First of all, let's say that. And I'm Pedro, folks.
Is it Women's Awareness Month?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm sorry.
You wear these bitches out there, dude.
I'd like to be more aware of women. And I'm CJ.
I'm Chris James. Did you have more, Pedro?
No,
please?
I'm done, dude.
Follow me on Instagram at CJ Talks Funny for brand new jokes whenever I feel like
fucking
it.
Fucking stepping all over my bits, dude.
I've also been posting art. I'll post dates when I have them. Come see me in April. Now listen, turns out that Covenant shooter in Nashville, you guys hear about this?
R.I.P. first of all, dude.
Rest in peace to the women.
Yeah, to the just to the
children.
Women. Not to the children because they weren't women yet. Turns out suspect identifies as a white male. School shooter identifies as a white male. Little redundant, don't you think?
True.
Little
Same
redundant,
old story, dude.
Yeah, the reports say the children were running away screaming, "All right, we get it. You're a white guy. Stop shooting us. You've proven your point."
I feel bad if I laugh at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they actually say that? Was that in the footage?
In the camera footage from the school?
Yeah, we actually do have footage of the body cam footage.
Oh, fun.
Of the cops. Yeah. Let's
make this.
Wait, what is this? The footage of what?
It's this is footage of the police. This is what happens when police arrive and then intend to stop a school shooter.
Yeah.
As opposed to what happened in Uvalde.
Who's that?
What do you mean who's what?
Uvalde, dude.
Uvalde, you don't remember?
I do. Come on,
Uvalde.
Guy. Uvalde.
Uvalde.
Metro Police Nashville.
What are we doing here? Present play?
It's playing, yeah.
Just be patient.
He just got to the school here?
Yep.
Officer Rex Engelbert.
Engelbert responding.
Get
He's
that guy out,
moving quick,
boy.
Which I respect.
Yeah.
You must think there's a black guy in there.
Nope. Oh, his trunk looks like mine.
Damn, dude. He's got a nice gun.
He has a nice gun.
Okay.
Shut up, you dyke.
What are you here now?
He shot her.
Yeah, just shoves her on the grass.
He's fucking planning which way to go in, dude. Is this a church?
Yeah. This is eerie.
It's a church and a school. This is the school.
Hey. Give me three. Let's get three.
One, two, three.
One, a two.
He's a good, like, fitness motivator.
One,
give me
two,
three.
A three, four, five. Everybody shooting kids in the school inside to the...
Interested.
Let's go. I need three.
Interesting that he's saying, I need three. I wonder if it's...
Let's go!
I wonder if it's volunteer.
Yeah,
like
who's
if
it?
Whoever's on scene is like, I'll go, let's go.
Or I think it's just three other cops.
Yeah, but I wonder if it's like... If they already know which three are coming or if it's like, I'll go.
This is kind of crazy.
It's very eerie.
It really is.
Yeah.
Does he hide?
So they're clear to classroom right now if you're just listening.
Bathroom, small bathroom.
Yeah, I went in through the front, dude.
I remember those bathrooms in the classrooms. Those were weird, especially if I had to take a big old poo.
Yeah, everybody in the class knew you were taking a dump.
One time I was taking a dump.
45 minutes.
Yeah, dude, one time I was taking a dump in kindergarten, and my crush opened the door.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She turned into your girlfriend then?
Nah, she knocked, and I was like, someone's in here. And she knocked again, and I was like, someone's in here! And then she opened the door, and I was like, someone's in here! Good.
He's going through room to room, huh?
Yep.
Looks like Counter-Strike.
Can we fast forward a little bit? Or is it coming out?
This is good, dude. Just out anticipation.
I mean, just giving me bad vibes. Cover left.
Well, so that shouldn't be giving you good vibes.
It's a school shooting, Pedro.
Can you just get to where we kill this
Can
thing?
We just see the killing, please? I just want to see the killing part.
Take this with me. Take this.
Why can't, yeah, can we turn it down? It's giving me fucking major anxiety, dude.
That's true for an audio podcast. You're supposed to do an alarm.
God, dude, I would have shut this up. Way to fucking get people
in.
I mean,
that's the mood, dude. That's what's happening. Is they're in there.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know, but.
Now they're clearing, like, a little area. It looked like a little teacher's lounge.
I know one
area.
Place they don't have to check. The girls' bathroom.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Come on. That was gold, dude.
That one was good.
That's the sound of the gunshots.
Yeah,
that's in the
scary.
Background.
Oh, fuck.
Now, the other, right Damn. Here, there's actually a body in the hallway that they passed. And you can see it on the other thing, but they blur it out.
So wild.
Now they're coming into the room.
Was he just firing away?
The shooter was firing out the window at the cops at the time, I think.
Stop moving! Stop moving!
That's them.
Yeah.
I know their pronouns.
Would it be woke, dude?
Well, I know their pronouns, and I know
In
that.
A pressure situation, you'd be woke, dude? That's
good job,
dude. That was so good.
Hell yeah. Proud Ooh. Of you.
So they...
Damn, it looks like a pretzel. That was the pronouns.
Yeah, folded Wessels under pressure. Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
They did fold under pressure. That is crazy.
What, was he dead? They dead? Was they dead?
He is dead.
Okay.
So what's the conspiracy?
Why are you always bugging Alex Jones conspiracy. In this, dude?
My conspiracy is that it's a crime of compassion.
Mm.
I think that they've radicalized compassion and that these people are actually going out there now thinking the only way to save the children is to shoot them.
Damn, that's real David Koresh of them, dude.
Yeah.
We got to get out there, shoot these kids so that the government comes in, takes our guns, and we can finally feel like we have daddies again.
It's fucking Waco, too, dude.
True.
That joke might have worked if I would have said dads correctly.
That's all right, man. Yeah, you don't need that.
Careful what you say to him, dude. Arizona might. Thanks, I was slipping there. I don't know what to say, dude. Fucking give me a soundboard. Save my soul.
It is crazy that
that's
like,
very sad.
Body cams are so like prevalent now that we'd actually get that kind of footage,
like 4K too.
But also, so why are they not shown sometimes in other stories? You know what I mean? It's weird how they pick and choose which ones, like, oh, yeah. We can release all this footage. Like, it seems like there's some shootings that happen that nothing is released on.
Yeah.
And then this one, it's like there was this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, there was, like, six different videos by the morning on every, like, major news network.
Yeah.
Right.
Seems strange.
Well.
Smells a little fishy.
Does it?
It's always the media, dude.
And it wasn't their pussy.
They're goofing around back there.
They're goofing.
What's a machine gun sound like?
Oh, my.
Oh, geez.
Distasteful. Please.
How dare you? Where do we go from here,
well, good
boys?
Good times in Nashville. Good time. Well,
yes,
it's not up to us to say something about it. It's up to our president, Joe Biden.
What's he going
to
say, dude?
Who was called down to the scene to be the hero, the person we need him to be. You know, some people say he's a little loose in the brain. And that's fine. But
I don't.
This is an under pressure situation. We need a man that can stand up for our children.
Yeah, dude. A man like Joe Biden.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden.
He's there to speak about the shooting?
He just got a laugh
at
for his name.
I came down because
I'm going to start it over. This motherfucker.
No, I haven't watched
it. As a comedian,
this,
I'm so mad right now, dude, at the people laughing.
So when I showed Kinsey this, she was like, I thought they threw those laugh tracks in, and I'm like, no, I think it's just like uncomfortable. So it's not like edited. That's literally from the press.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I get the joke. Oh, we know you're Joe Biden. You don't have to say your name's Joe. Shut the fuck up, dude.
Actually, pretty good joke, dude. Classic. It's one of those classic jokes that just timeless, you know? So He's a performer is what we learned, dude. And he likes chocolate chip ice cream.
He is a performer. He has
a
couple kids.
Do you think he got tired of people saying Trump is funny and he's like, get them to laugh.
True.
Make them laugh.
Make them laugh. Point some guns in their direction. Make them laugh.
Ice cream.
That's insane, dude. That's insane that he went to speak about the shooting.
It's not insane. Well, he should do that.
He went to do a stand-up comedy routine about the shooting. And it's buffering.
From the White House.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs.
That's the only way they can get the president down to do work.
Is he telling jokes, dude? One of the
guys in the United States Congress, Ben Cardin.
Wish he was in the school.
Folks, it's a delight to have you all here. And who are those good-looking kids back there?
What in the world, dude?
Are your kids, all four of them? Well, stand up, guys.
Thank goodness they didn't shoot you. You're so handsome.
John, we'll jump back in here. Considering the moment.
We were told that the shooting that just happened
left three children dead. Three adults dead, shooters dead, and we were told to be addressing this off the top.
Yeah, it's rather surprising. I thought that a somber President Biden would have come to the podium here and addressed.
Yeah, thanks, Fox News guy.
You can't trick him with chocolate ice cream. I think he's not going to be excited.
Yeah, dude.
You got to bring the kids.
Yeah, it's messed up.
Yeah, it's hard to be somber when you got some hot-ass kids in the audience.
Chocolate ice cream in your fridge.
You Sean Hannity or whoever.
You can be 4'10s in the front row, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Not going to be able to talk about any shooting.
And he's talking about their ages and their looks.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's our president.
Just a good old stand-up routine, dude.
I came here for...
I guess it would... What were you going to say that Kenzie said?
Like, I thought the laughter was canned. Like, somebody edited the clip being like, it's crazy, like how
it's
in
real.
A stand-up kind of way.
Yeah, like it looks like a parody. It looks like a spoof.
Yeah, like it could be CGI.
I mean, I guess it
which
is.
Which
like,
is already CGI. So it's like, it's crazy that our president's CGI and there's still CGI.
And CGI and
like,
the CGI.
That's not bad. I'm like, what is going on?
That's crazy. Hollywood, huh?
Yeah, it's wild.
Doing one hell of a job out there. I guess it is that like super uncomfortable topic to fucking bring up, you know? So easing it into it maybe with
a
couple of jokes, calling kids hot. Was just his way of coping with it, dude, or like making everybody kind of calm the nerves before he gets down to the serious busy.
Well, I know when children die, one of the first things I think about is having sex with them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So
think of all those dead erections.
Right. And Joe Biden, so that's kind of where Joe Biden's brain is.
He's like, I came down here to Nashville to donate $100 million to Ukraine.
Biden, children are dying. He's like, what'd they look like?
Oh no, were they hot?
This is a tragedy.
This is a tragedy. But if you
not
think
that one, that one's fat.
Ukraine, you think this is crazy? Ukraine is crazy.
There were two tragedies and a fat kid that died today.
Man, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, our president's a fucking delusional pedophile.
Yep.
Aren't they all?
So was the school shooter. Wow. Also a delusional pedophile.
King Chris Kidd.
That's unconfirmed.
That's unconfirmed, speculated, but unconfirmed.
News? Wait, this camera? That's you heard it first on Who Do You Think You Are podcast.
That's the news?
That's breaking news.
Oh, man.
It kind of reminded me of the, was it the Denver shooter? Was that kind of, who like, dressed like Waldo or whatever? Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that one.
It was the same
kind
of
SoundCloud shooter.
Yeah, the SoundCloud
shooter. Oh, the SoundCloud shooter. Yeah, I remember him.
It kind of made me think back to this one, too, of being like this, you know, transgender child. Like, what would their school shooting playlist be?
Hmm.
You know?
Well, it was a female to male trans.
Yeah.
Which is unique. I don't know. What do you think, Pedro? What do you got?
What song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
School shooting playlist. For round two.
For the Nashville.
Maybe shooting. I Just Want to Be Your Everything by Andy Gibbs. That's a good
What's
song.
What's it go like?
Been so long. For so long, right? Andy Gibbs, dude. Come on, he's one of the Bee Gees.
I don't know.
For
don't
so long. No? Can I play? No,
wait,
I can't.
Wait, no, you're just getting into it. I think, for so long.
For so long.
Wanted my clit to grow into a pee-pee.
For so long.
These damn kids. I was called Rita. Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah, dude, that's cool.
That is cool. Bad answer, too, by the way. You're supposed to do something that, you know, people would understand. Not some deep Bee Gees, dude, cover band.
Deep, no, it's not a cover band.
The rhythm guitarist. The rhythm guitarist from the Bee Gees.
Cover band, dude. Bee Gees is no cover band, dude.
They played the sax on three of their greatest songs. All right, that's fine. CJ, do you have an answer?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, in the Spotify and the link below will be our Spotify playlist for our school shooting.
What's yours, dude?
Got anything?
I
mean, Fade to Black is on there.
That's for sure. Dark. That's not even funny.
Yeah, dude, come on. You said it was a crime of compassion, so now
that's true.
I'm thinking like
Celine Dion, like with that one song.
It's radicalized compassion.
Yeah. Going through the door, say you love me again.
It's all like heavy metal covers of, like, you know, the Care Bears theme song and
well,
shit.
Well, I mean, the easy go-to would be like Pumped Up Kicks, right?
Yeah.
All the yeah,
but we're not going to do that.
Yeah, no, that's too obvious.
We won't do that.
That's
otherwise, yeah.
What's that one? The killer song, not Mr. Brightside, but the one that's like, it's like they're one of their first famous songs, and it, like, he refers to a he/she thing. Do you know what I'm talking about? What song is that?
No, dude.
I always hated that song. It was so popular. It's like what blew them up. God, what does it go like? Great album, by the way.
What about the Biggie, Notorious B.I.G. dude?
Which one is that?
Just the beginning of the "Who Shot Ya?" People listen to that music.
All right, let's get off this. Whoa, that was, you should give it back to him because that was cool.
That cancels out my banana.
I had a girlfriend that looked like a boyfriend, but she. That would be.
That's Nirvana, you fucking idiot.
Kurt Cobain, dude.
Another guy that wields around shotguns.
Yep.
Allegedly.
Yep.
Yeah. Courtney Love killed
apparently
him.
Cops said that the shooter had a manifesto.
They all do, dude. It's the same story over and over and over.
So is he going to be released?
They'll probably release it, but it hasn't been released yet.
Yeah, they have to edit it a little bit.
Well, they're punch working on a theory.
If they find their theory, then...
Then they have to write the hypothesis, dude.
Yeah.
The fuck
they need to write
here.
The official narrative before they let us have a crack at it.
It'd be hard to, like, if I was imagining myself writing a manifesto before I go shoot up somewhere, allegedly, like, it'd be hard for me to end the manifesto because there's a magic of having it short and sweet a little bit, you know, one good page of just crazy cursive.
You think,
and like at the very end, kind of start getting smaller and smaller and smaller because you want to fit in more. Because,
and you want them to lean in.
And then the paper blows up in their face.
And then there's anthrax. Remember anthrax, bitch?
What would your manifesto? That's one thing that, like, whenever there's a manifesto, that's not great.
What are you going to write? What do you write in your journal every night, Nick?
I've been journaling for a long time. I do remember a journal entry when I was in high school being like, I understand why people would shoot up schools. I don't think I would do it. And I remember writing that down and being like, that's a bad, weird thought to have.
Huh.
I should go masturbate. I'll feel better. But I didn't know masturbating was at that point.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't?
No, that's why
you're just like, that gives me pleasure. And I'm going to keep doing it. That's why you shouldn't
think of this. Sure, you think those kids masturbate? What's your hot take on this?
Are we talking?
We have correspondent CJ in on the Who Do You Think You Are News channel. We're asking.
Welcome back to Incel Hour. I'll tell you everything you need to know about this incel.
Do these, CJ, do these school shooters, do they masturbate?
And maybe
almost ceaselessly, Nick.
You're going to have to use different words because I don't know what that means.
They never stop masturbating.
Damn. They never stop masturbating, these school shooters, except for when they're shooting up the schools.
And CJ, our correspondent that's out on the field, don't you never stop masturbating?
That's correct, Pedro. That's actually right. I've been masturbating this whole time.
I got a fresh load for you coming up.
By God!
I'm actually the guest contestant on the Will You Bust this week on the Japanese game show. Yeah.
They hire him for the Nickelodeon fucking slime, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
There's not enough that would come out with him. He doesn't shoot big
true.
Words. If he's jerking off 10 times a day. You got good
ten
loads? Yeah. Be honest with me.
They're decent.
Says the first one of the day is decent.
No, I mean, for how often, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, we're always masturbating.
Yeah.
That's true.
You never stop.
That's also because right before death, your body wants to procreate because it's like its main purpose. Mm. So you're probably shooting good loads because like your body's like the danger.
Give them everything
up.
We got!
One last one, dude.
It might find an egg.
The emergency jizz, yeah, dude, exactly. Just in case.
And then they have to fucking
eject, emergency
repopulate
eject.
Yeah. Your testicles, dude.
That's imagine your soul that, shooting out your dick, dude.
The sperm's like, I thought that was the last one. And then the sperm just fucking procreating like bunnies, dude, yeah. To make more sperm, dude. Fuck. That's crazy.
Hell yeah, dude.
That one got me.
I figured it out.
Yeah. That's what it is. Your sperm's just like.
Yeah, dude, and you know who never got to experience that?
Who?
The fucking Nashville shooter.
They never had sex?
Didn't have a penis. Sorry, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dude.
Sorry, broski. You didn't get to jizz when that bullet grazed through your fucking brain.
Yeah, sorry you thought...
It grazed the brain?
Yeah, I don't know. I started to...
Sorry you thought school shootings was BDE, but it wasn't big dick energy at all. You still got a little puss.
Yep. She's all, damn, I'll dude. Be remembered forever as
got
a white man.
Flappy folds.
That's white. Yeah, well, so six people died.
R.I.P.
Was it three kids and three adults, or what was it?
Yep.
Yep.
Damn.
That's so sad. That's why everybody's, like, fed up, because it is the same story over and over, and it's like, what is going to fix this? And
it clearly, is a assault weapons is, I think, what we need to do first and for all. That'll speak for the whole podcast. Ban all weapons.
Yeah, get rid of like the.
Have you seen
violence?
Are there school shootings in Canada?
Nope.
Because it's illegal to have violence in Canada,
or we don't hear about them.
Are there school shootings in Ukraine? Yeah, by Russia.
Yeah.
So what's the problem here?
Are there school shootings in the Middle East? Yeah, by the United. Let's do a different. Let's try. Is there a different
China?
One?
Yeah, I got how one. About China?
Are there school shootings at the iPhone factory? No.
No,
doesn't
no
happen.
Guns. Because they don't have schools, because they go straight to work when they're born.
Because
and
sign.
You're welcome for the new iPhone, okay? Yeah.
The sign outside the door, it says no firearms allowed.
True. Yeah, guess what?
That's why.
Guess what, Americans?
That's
you wouldn't
solve
have
it.
School shootings if you would just send your kids to work.
And you'd make more money.
That's true.
Technically, because until
the economy would be better.
Till they're 18, they have to make their own
contribute.
Money. Yeah.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
Yep.
China's doing pretty good right now, if you ask me.
No school shootings.
No school shootings.
workplace jumping off the roofings are
that's
pretty
the,
high.
That's the equivalent?
Point. They're a little high.
Come on, dude. They can't have guns.
Luckily, trampolines are produced in China as well, so it's kind of like it's a
cycle.
It's a cycle. Yeah. It's a full...
Dude, jumping off the roof because you hate your job so much in your life is like hitting the cycle.
There's got to be
for
one guy.
Asian.
Trampoline, before we move off of this, trampoline sounds like the fuel that you would use if you were a tramp.
Body said that.
Oh, like a whip. Like a weight loss fucking Slim Fast type drink
it's
or
like
something.
Like gasoline,
dude.
But... For tramps,
but there's got to be one guy that in one of those factories. It's like it's a Friday. Wee, fuck the elevator,
dude. Killing yourself in the I don't care what anybody says. Killing yourself in the middle of the workday is the funniest place to kill yourself.
You thought about doing it before and having a pole puncture through your eye.
Yeah, I was just worried I wouldn't die. That was my biggest issue.
Right. Yeah, your whole office was worried about that. he finally does it. Yeah. He gets the courage to do it, and they're like those weather resistant windows.
Boom! Like hurricane proof windows.
Yeah, exactly.
Raquel's in the chat saying she just wants to be put in a position where she can sing. I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. This is that moment, dude. Start singing, because we're all pretty fucking close, but...
Who was... When there's a lead singer of Creed. The lead singer of Creed was about to jump off a balcony, then wasn't it like... It was some famous rapper that, like,
dude, is
sang
that
him off of a ledge or something. Remember
really?
That? Yeah, who was that?
Yo, motherfucker, step off the ledge.
Oh, it's R.
Gonna
Kelly.
Fall in his
was it
head.
R. Kelly? He's like, there's so many more children's mouths to pee in.
He's like, do you have your passport?
You ain't ever lived!
Do you have your vaccination?
Dude, maybe R. Kelly told him, like, hey, the kids receive you with arms wide open. And that's where the lead singer of Creed got the inspiration for that song.
Yeah. And the lead singer of Creed was like, I do have my passport and vaccinations, R. Kelly. Thank you.
Thank you so much for asking,
You R. saved Kelly. Me.
Thanks, R. Kelly.
My beer's got a muffin top, dude.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, beer like guy who's drinking it.
True. Same, though, dude. You're just going to bring a banana for yourself every
week. I'm on a banana bombing campaign, dude.
Hey, I might vote for you.
On this episode.
At least you didn't screw up a school.
Yeah,
true. So that's good. You're on a good... I mean, you passed that.
Yeah.
Did you ever think about it?
Yeah, dude.
Did you?
Shooting up the school?
Yeah.
No, that was a little bit... Well, no, I mean, I guess Columbine was a thing, but... No.
Remember when Columbine
happened?
I didn't
want anything to do with school. I was like, I just want to not be here.
Mm. Wasn't that like early 90s?
Dude, I remember when it happened.
It was like late 90s, I thought.
Late 90s?
And I was like, that can happen.
Oh, 98 sounds right.
That's what I thought. I
like, this can happen at school? Yeah. Like, it was trippy. I was like, damn, this is weird. I was like, I can do this?
That's insane.
I can do that.
People are crazy, dude.
I always carried a knife at school and shit.
Did you really?
Yeah, wow. I got suspended.
Man, you did.
What a rebel.
You're a bad boy.
99.
You're so bad.
Sinner.
Well, because there were a bunch of, like, all the fucking Mexican gangs at North Canyon and shit.
Yeah. Old Irishmen.
So, and I told them, that, and this is also...
Pre-Irish.
Here's your bad parenting tip of the day. I went to my dad, and I was like, there's a bunch of gangs at the school.
Yeah.
A bunch of these Hispanic gangs. So what he did was took me to the smoke shop and bought me a switchblade.
Ooh.
Pretty good idea.
Was he like, because they know what this is.
Yeah.
Because Mexicans can't.
It's all barter. You can barter.
You can barter.
I'll give you this badass switchblade if you don't beat me up.
Give me that, fool.
Yeah.
Switchblade.
What would have happened?
Shanked your ass, dude.
Yeah, let's play it out. So you're in a gang and
I literally just played it out, dude.
Huh? We're playing it out again.
Hey, fool. Remember I said I was going to beat you up last week?
Yeah, I remember you.
You were
my
pussy,
dad
though.
Said, I don't have to put up with you anymore. I'll fucking cut you, motherfucker. Get away from me.
God damn, bro. Chill.
Get the fuck away from me. Chill. Ah,
God damn. This fucking white boy's crazy, dog. I'm out.
That was good acting.
Was it?
By CJ.
Yeah, CJ. Really CJ
I'm not acting.
I'm
fucking
crazy.
It's
the truth. All right, fool. I'll let you be, man. End scene.
So your dad was right after all, because it played out that to your advantage. You proved to the Mexican folk that you were a local white. You proved to the other races
dude, Mexicans,
that you're crazy white.
Mexicans hate local whites.
Get scared of
them.
They either the hate them or they love them.
I've heard Bert Kreischer talk about interacting with black people before where they said, there's nothing scarier than a crazy-ass white boy.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm serious, dude.
Exactly.
I was like, that's kind of crazy. We're all just afraid of each other.
Yeah, dude, you're just at the...
Look who's shooting up schools, dude. Yeah. All fucking white males.
You're with your couple of your homies.
All
you know,
crazy
you just
males,
had
dude.
Some old English in the parking lot. Then you go into see the Dark Knight, you know, the new Batman movie.
I love that movie, dog.
This local walks in. Yeah, I love Batman.
And Trevor comes.
Batman, dude. Yeah, I wish I was Bruce Wayne.
Hey, what's that? Is that Trevor, dude? Is that fucking Trevor from school?
Oh, shit. What's that motherfucker doing here?
What's up, Trevor? Who's Trevor? Who's playing Trevor here?
I'll be Trevor, I guess, again.
Was Trevor Sinister? Yeah, because he was a SoundCloud rapper, huh?
Hey, motherfucker, no. Don't you know I'm loco?
I believe you. My Tommy gun don't.
And they were like, fuck Trevor. That was a hard line, essay, but you shot me.
Goddamn.
Talk about the Dark Knight Rises, man.
Michael Keaton was my favorite Batman.
This shit's too realistic, man. Yo, we put someone in this shit.
Yo, Trevor, you got me
smoking. I feel like I'm dead. I can't feel my goddamn arm.
Yo, Trevor, you're making me feel like Bruce Wayne's parents right now. slipping and sliding all
we
over this episode, dude.
Sympathizing here, dude.
We're sympathizing here, dude.
Yeah. We're trying to put ourselves in their shoes.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what Joey B was doing, dude. Maybe he was just easing it with laughter, man. You guys are judging our president too hard.
Tell my mother Michael Keaton was the best Batman. So good.
That'd be such a funny line.
And also, if he was trying to...
Mijito, love Batman.
What's this payaso doing, man?
Too much fun, CJ?
When you just said that was such a good line,
that was a good one.
I pictured it as a skit, and I'm like, oh, we should do that skit, you know?
Rent the
Aurora theater shooting skit? That would be so funny.
Dude, that'd comedy. Be fucking great, dude.
We should only school shot shooting skits. We'll play them out in hilarious ways. That way, yeah, we make tragedy that it's not so hard to deal with, you know what I mean? Sandy Hook throwing some, like, some of those glasses that have like the eyes that fall out.
Some people didn't believe it even happened.
That's crazy.
And for the thumbnail art for Sandy Hook, we could make have a hook covered with sand.
That'd be very passe.
Very creative.
That'd be very, very good.
Oh, right. That was fun, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this episode was brought to you by Vagina. And vaginas, if you don't know, folks, are attached to women, and it is Women's Appreciation Month.
True.
Oh, no, not awareness. You wear these bitches.
Yeah, we but don't appreciate
a woman can have a penis. You don't. You do believe that, right?
No. It's what you feel, dude. It's what's inside.
Yeah, if you feel that there's a penis there.
If you feel that there's a penis there, you can still be a woman.
You can still be a woman. Like, this vagina feels a lot like a penis.
I've been living a lie my whole life.
And if you don't have sex with a woman who has a penis because she has a penis,
go to your local elementary school.
You're a bigot, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Wasn't sure.
Go to your local elementary school for retraining.
I thought we were trying to finish each other's shoelaces.
I'm like, over my brain just hit, like, we're tying shoelaces. When you guys said that, I was just fucking zoning out.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's super nice.
You can't even be present here. You have to get drunk and high or anything just to hang out with your two pals.
Yeah, dude.
I think I'm the one that...
I just came down because they said there was ice cream.
And I have chocolate ice cream in my freezer. Hey, kids, you love chocolate ice cream, don't you? I know three of your friends are dead, but chocolate ice cream is pretty cool, huh?
Hey, who are
you're hot.
Who are these sexy little motherfuckers over here? The kids, who are these?
You guys want to Paw Patrol and chill or what?
Anyways, back to being the president.
Ah, shucks.
What if you ended up with, like, what are you going to do, folks?
So how would Trump take this, you think?
Oh, he'd have
Trump
military out there,
that
dude.
Tranny, dude.
That's exactly.
Trump would have been there to stop that tranny.
They would've
Trump would be like,
already.
I want him alive. Bring him to me alive.
Yeah.
That wasn't. That
bring was him good. Alive.
Bring him alive.
I want to see his penis.
If he has a penis, I'll let him live.
No penis, no taco.
No penis, you're going to Abu Ghraib. That's where you're going. Going to Abu Ghraib.
I walked in there and said, wow, look at this kid's penis.
That's a large penis. I walked in here, I said, oh my, this kid has a large penis.
That's Trump's take, dude.
Let me see his penis.
He's just railing Adderall.
Dead or alive.
He's railing Adderall, talking about a time he saw a kid with a huge dick.
Like, it was right. Epstein's Island. I knew the guy, didn't like the guy. He weirded me out.
Jeffrey Epstein, though, he knew a boy had a huge penis.
Huge.
It was itch.
Huge. Huge.
Huge. That H in huge that he says is so subtle.
There is no H. It's all day Y.
It's a slight.
It
H,
was
dude.
Huge. The H exists through the whole thing.
It's a British constant. It's good. That's like underneath.
I know. It's
nice.
Damn, dude. He invented a word.
One last one. Can we do Obama? If this is his era, because he was the king of school shootings. How many school shootings?
Obama would have drone bombed that transsexual. Dude. He's like, I've killed 42 children.
Didn't believe in gay marriage 2 years ago.
I bombed one in, I bombed one overseas. I bombed a gay marriage in the Middle East. Guess what?
My wife has a penis. And she's a woman.
Parallel thinking, bro.
I read her book. She left it out.
Rest in peace, Joan Rivers.
Oh, dude. That was such a classic video Joan Rivers did.
What was it? What happened?
There was like paparazzi and she was like walking into a building
or
something.
She's all, Michelle Obama. She's a transsexual. Everybody knows.
Oh, yeah. Who was that?
Joan Rivers.
Damn, that's a good way to go
the
out.
The only good female comedian out there.
Very similar to how all three of us will go out, too. If there's any footage. We were just on our one of our relatives' cell phone. It's like, this is the last video of CJ or Nick or Pedro. Yeah. It's like us saying,
hey, you're
like
doing something.
Is this hilarious?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, shit. Too much fun. It's crazy how much fun you can have talking about a school shooting during Women's Appreciation Week.
No wonder Joe Biden was just cracking jokes up there, dude. Just got out of the press room fucking talking with his
buds.
It
is weird how kind of like weirdly numb you get to it, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? It's very strange.
Absolutely.
I mean, you watch that video and like that was so eerie and creepy that you want to shut it off or get to the end of it and then just so you can just set it and forget it.
I watch so many of those things all the time that I'm literally the whole time I was just
zeitgeist, dude. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Was that the proper word?
Sure.
Okay.
Love you, buddy.
Love you too.
Proud of you.
Thanks, guys.
are you proud of him?
I'm proud of you, Pedro.
For what, dude? What the fuck
am I
doing?
I'm proud of you too.
Thanks
for quitting the nicotine. You stuck to your guns.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
dude. And that's not easy to do. It's not easy to stick to your guns unless you're going to shoot up a school. What's this?
Nicotine.
Ooh, daddy.
You want to feel buzz, boy?
Yes.
Also, words that Joey B says.
Stick to your guns is what we're going to be fighting the government with if the fucking liberals.
Yeah, dude. And let's talk about the solution because we're the most appropriate.
Let's talk about it.
That's a good point.
We're the most appropriate podcast to talk about a solution.
If a woman.
And transgender rights.
And so, and this is very pertinent.
You're talking about transgender rights?
This is quite pertinent.
We're the podcast, dude.
If a woman needs it, should she be spanked? Go.
If a woman needs it, should she
be spanked? If a woman needs it.
What if she asked for it?
If she needs it, the question is a question. Then we can ask a new question.
She could,
ask a different question after.
She could be asking for it by her behavior. So she's asking to be spanked because she's being a bad little bitch.
She's asking for it.
She's being a naughty girl.
Oh, you guys trying to make me hard now. So answer the question.
You're being so bad bending over in front of daddy like that.
You know you're wearing a little skirt.
You're such a little slut.
You're making me into a pervert. Getting mad because you're a pervert, dude.
Miguel Matos, a Brooklyn counterman back in like the 50s or some shit.
Read it like Miguel, please. I want to be in.
Pedro will have to read it like Miguel.
Why me? I'm not even.
No, why me?
Okay, Miguel. What do you say? If a woman needs it, should she be spanked?
Brooklyn counterman. He says.
Okay, well.
This is what he says. I'm just explaining.
You mean you. You are Miguel. Yeah.
No, I know.
Miguel. So be Miguel.
Okay, I'm a Brooklyn counterman.
I'll fucking cut you.
Why not? If they don't know how to behave when the time they're adults, they should be treated like children and spanked.
Whoa. Heavy words from Miguel.
That ought to make them grow up in a hurry.
Oh, yeah. They will grow up quite
if
fast.
If it doesn't at first,
abuse them.
They will soon get the idea.
Oh, yeah. You have to do it multiple times. You have to abuse people before they get the message.
And then picture of Miguel. I want to see what he looks like.
He's a good looking dude.
Not bad, yeah. For a counterman?
For a Brooklyn counterman?
Frank Desert. Desiderio?
Desiderio.
Yeah, Desiderio.
Frank? If a woman needs it, should she be spanked? What do you think, Frank?
Yes, when they deserve it. As a barber,
We're here in Frank's barber shop down in Brooklyn. Hey there, Frank. How you doing today, sir?
I'm all right.
Frank runs the barber shop
here. You can
use
a haircut,
Frank's
son.
Well... It's a style, Frank.
Hop
I'm
my
trying
chair,
to.
I'll spank you.
I'll actually go for that. I'm trying to fit in with the hippies, you see, Frank. It's an op I'm working on. Frank, we're working on just a fun little piece. If a woman needs it, Frank, should she be spanked?
Hey, you just asked me this question, dude. I say yeah.
Miguel, please don't influence the whites.
Sorry, Dub, but did you see this fade? Watch it.
Frank's a white man, Miguel. You see that?
Yes, when they deserve it.
You just hang back now.
What the fuck?
Go ahead, Frank. I'm sorry about this.
As a barber, I've got a lot of faith in the hairbrush.
Ooh, that's...
You following? I think there are certain cases when it is advisable, when it is. There's no reason why I shouldn't go right ahead and do it and spank the booties.
Whoa.
I can't knock the idea in my business. A man Set a lot of store by the results you can get with a hairbrush properly applied.
Properly applied, Frank. Wow, I'm kind of getting... My tits are hard.
I also like how in this picture, Frank is clearly... Like, he's turned on by Miguel because he's... Look at this photo that you...
Oh, dude, absolutely.
He's right looking other, up yeah. at him.
Yeah, Miguel was the sweep man at Frank's barbershop, but he was more than that. You know what I'm
For
saying?
Free haircuts, dog? You gonna fucking rag that?
Yeah. We got Teddy, too. We should
sometimes
have
Teddy, Frank would dude. Be, sometimes Frank would be, like, cutting the hair, and he'd, like, look over and see Miguel and
Teddy
lock eyes just a little too long and cut a little bit too much.
Yeah.
You know, and he'd be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Come on, Frank.
That's what my circumcision doctor did.
Teddy looks like a Vienna sausage grew up, dude. Look at him.
Oh, yeah, Teddy Goliath, a Brooklyn parking lot attendant.
Loser!
Why are these guys all from Brooklyn, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, that was where they asked all the people. Yeah.
These guys were all inside Frank's shop getting their hair cut at the time. Frank doesn't even have hair.
That's
he was just
small,
hanging out.
That's small, like, the radius was, like, for, like, news and shit. Like, I'll just go to this local hairdresser and see what happens.
Yeah.
That was it, dude.
Yeah.
That's the hang.
I mean, that was just this guy's beat, you know?
Yeah.
The guy who wrote this.
So, Teddy, tell us, if a woman deserves it, should she be beaten? Oh, sorry.
I mean, I think yes. I think yes. I know it's not the fashion of the times.
Am I under arrest?
Am I being detained?
Why are you writing this down, son? We're just men talking men's
Deborah?
Business.
Do you know my wife, Deborah? Yeah. God damn it.
You're not going to write this in a letter, send it to Deborah. Because I'll tell you.
My bad, dude. All right. This is a slip up. I'm in Spain.
If women deserve it, should they be kicked in the stomach from time to time?
If a woman is pregnant and she's being annoying, should you push them down the stairs?
Can you make the threat? You
but
know?
A spanking is a type of beating, dude. All right. So technically, we're getting technical. I'm right.
Yeah. If that's not true.
Why not?
Spanking isn't a form of punishment at all. I spank my daughter all the time. If she's crying, I'm like, stop crying.
Shut up, you stupid infant.
Stop crying
Jesus.
Now. Or else she'll never learn that's inappropriate behavior.
Yeah.
You're too little. Never mind. This is going to be so dumb. What did Teddy think, though? Didn't even say it. Why do I get
it? Is this even a real banana? It's a mixture between being underripe and then completely overripe. I don't understand how it's so green in some places. It's
transitioning.
Yeah, it's a trans banana.
It's a trans banana.
School shooter banana.
Trans nana, dude.
I have a trans nana.
Trans nana
used to be
Zarzan.
My trans papa. All right.
What did Teddy say, though, dude? What's Teddy's thoughts on this?
What's my thoughts on what you asked me if we could beat women? I said, yes, go ahead and beat women.
All right, what about spanking, since it's two completely different things?
Spanking?
Yeah.
You betcha. You betcha.
Teddy does look like that.
Yeah, teaches him who's boss, you see.
Teddy looks like the high school's quarterback or something like that.
I played fullback in my day. Me and the Washington Huskers and the fucking the dried peach. I'll take that banana. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Stop playing catch with the banana, you guys. Let's do a podcast.
You know, a lot of women.
Well,
I want
to get
my last thought on.
Okay.
This will be my last
Teddy,
thought on.
Go ahead.
A lot of women, the women folk, you know women.
This is manifesto.
They tend to forget this is a man's world.
Tell him, Teddy.
You see? And a lot of men who step down as the boss of the family, well, they wish they hadn't. Spanking might help them get some of the respect they lost back.
Damn.
And you know what I have to say to you, Mr. Frank Desiderio, is that we whites, we could do the same thing to these minorities.
Hey, come on, guys.
That respect we lost.
Come on, guys.
Yes,
chill.
It's the respect we lost.
Yeah. Damn, I'm over here trying to work hard and get money for my family to send to Mexico.
I like how it's a parking attendant, too. He's like, you have to get your place back in the house. You're going to beat the shit out of I'm a fucking parking
attendant. You beat the hell out of a sweet boy from Honduras.
Hispanics lead the fight in domestic abuse, so... Why aren't you? Why am I not your spokesperson?
Is that true?
What about Miguel? Miguel should be the spokesperson, dude. And these whites should hold him up.
You stole my job, Miguel. Now I stand out on this parking lot.
He's like, I was supposed to beat your wife.
I have rosacea.
I got rosacea.
Love that show.
Doctor says I'm suffering from consumption.
You guys are fucking silly, dude.
Yeah, sure.
You guys are all silly little nillies, dude. He's still in Teddy brand, dude. He's
these minorities come over talking gay.
I'm telling you, this is manifesto.
Hey, Frank, I think this minority you got here is gay.
Okay, oh, he is gay minority. Just a double entendre.
You got a classes. Gay minority working for you, Ted. I'm calling the IRS if you don't get this.
I'm sorry you haven't learned this yet. This is the American dream, having a little sweet treat on the side like this. A little churro for tomorrow morning, if you know what I mean, when the wife's off to work after you give her a little out of my spanking.
You people disgust me.
Have you ever... that is our segment. Not bad, huh? Not bad.
Frank, Teddy, and Miguel at the barbershop.
Fucking losers always doubting us.
I think your mom just came on.
Did she? That was
in the last couple seconds.
She missed that segment.
I'm sorry, Mom.
You missed the school shooting segment?
No, I think she caught the end.
Okay, that's good. We were acting. Improv. Improvisational.
Yes, and?
Yes, yeah. And. What else we got, CJ?
On that note,
what other trans news you got, dude?
We do have one more piece of trans news.
Let's hear it.
Andy Ngo. You guys know who Andy Ngo is?
No.
Oh, you silly.
Oh, silly that's goose. So silly. You're such
a silly goose.
His nemesis, Andrew Yes, dude.
What did we just talk about? Andy Ngo, a noted journalist who likes to cover Antifa in a negative light. Because they like beat him up.
Yeah, twice, right?
Did he deserve it?
Well,
was he asking for it?
He is.
If you asking for
he
it,
is
if you
asking,
if you ask Frank, dude,
yeah,
Frank would probably go for it.
Asians are like ants, dude. You can step on a couple of them.
¿Quién crees que eres?
So Andy Ngo decided, in light of the fact of the 6 human lives that were lost at the hands of a trans man, to post all of the news stories lately of trans people, shooting and attacking people, which is 3, 2018, 2019, and 2022.
Damn.
Consecutive.
It is consecutive.
Yeah, there's a little gap there.
Oh.
From COVID, the trans had to recover.
I forgot that year, right. Yeah.
Yeah, but so that's pretty cool.
That's nice of him to do that.
Yeah.
To bring it to light.
What's he advocating for?
And it's just
for?
Neat how, like, the right-wing people are but, like...
I feel like it's a... And then the other... Sorry. The, yeah. But people were being like, now this will target the trans community. Like, now the hatred's being passed onto them from this thing. You're like, is it really, though, or are you just bringing that up in the news just to say it? Like,
yeah, it's
willy-nilly, silly. Like, now we are against... people are getting hate crime. It's like...
Yeah, this trans...
Like, I don't...
I mean,
not any more than like a white person would be right after a shooting or any
trans
other,
criminals
like,
out there.
It's just predictable. It went the predictable ways where the right wing people are like, they're jumping on it to say like, see, it's a mental illness and you shouldn't be able to get a gun if you have a mental illness.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You know, and
for sure.
And the left is obviously like trying to excuse it as violence. That's a result of the oppression of the trans people.
Exactly.
And you're just like,
like, okay.
Who are you siding with?
Yeah.
No. yeah, which retard do you want to lead you off the cliff?
Can you say
dude?
The R word like that?
You can we if just you're talking about actual retards.
Trans people?
Republicans and Democrats.
Oh, trans politicians.
Yeah.
How many of those are out there?
Well, you know something interesting that I was researching for a joke earlier.
Sure. That's how it always starts. That's how a lie always starts, dude.
True. Did you know these trans
on the dark
make
web. Hey, so I was on the dark web. Look,
I was trying to find the 4 children that Joe Biden called hot.
What's the idea with all these red rooms?
What's the deal with red rooms?
Jerry Seinfeld on the dark web.
Where did I hear that? Was it?
Whoa!
we might be drunk that he never actually said that. What's the mat or what's the deal with?
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's never like actually said that in any of his jokes or anything like that.
That's because he's never said jokes.
Ooh.
Coming for you, Jerry.
By the way, I tried watching that show, dude, and I could not get into it. I think I was like three episodes in, and I was just like, it's just not.
Most people tell you it's after the first season.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't start at the beginning with that show.
But it all sucks. It's watching a Jewish person with anxiety. I'd rather watch Holocaust documentaries.
Headshot, bang!
Still got it. Jesus, still got it.
At least I'm shooting threes, dude.
Yeah.
We're doing a rare like thing with the bomb banana where like everybody's just holding on to it for a while.
For a while, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like it. It makes me feel powerful.
It's got a good girth, dude.
It does have a good
girth. That is a good bomb banana, though.
This is good. How long have we had this for?
Is this 4 months from your go bag? Like
from
your,
Lax October?
I've been preserving it. Yeah. That's why it looks like that.
I pickled this banana.
I'm making banana nut bread with it.
He just throws it right into a brine. Yeah, right back into a brine in his backpack.
But you have to let the bananas go bad to make banana nut bread.
You do. That's true.
Yeah, yeah,
right. I see what you're doing there now.
What's your what's your favorite thing to do with the banana?
Serious question?
Banana bread does rule, though. So no shame on you.
Yeah. So what? What's he just trying to like bring to light? Fucking trans criminals, dude.
Who?
Andy No, dude.
Yeah, dude. No,
they're all pedophiles. They're all criminals.
Yeah, Andy No is a pedophile.
We are sympathizing here, dude.
We're just trying to understand.
We're just trying to sympathize.
Just trying to understand.
Trying to get a new perspective on how these pedophiles think.
Well, you're a 12-year-old boy who wants to cut his ding dong off all of a sudden. I'm trying to relate.
How old was the shooter, dude?
28.
That's old.
He held off, honestly.
Yeah.
He fought these feelings.
That is weird.
That's
weird. Why would they go to that school at 28 years old?
They went to that school when they were younger, they said.
Okay. In the manifesto? Yeah. Did you get a sneak peek?
No, that's just what
can we read the Manny, dude? Pull up the Manny, please.
The Manny they didn't release it yet.
And the manifesto goes.
CJ with the manifesto, please.
My elementary school sucked.
Mrs. Catherine.
First and for all, they never understood my identity. But they're going to understand it today.
She had a Lewis from Family Guy laugh, dude.
If you were born a boy, you stay a boy.
Ah, good old fucking Mr. Rogelio.
Strong enough for a man made for a woman. Dove. I'm quoting. Okay. Let's get out of here, dude.
I just think it's interesting you never see a manifesto for positive things.
Yeah.
There's never like the orgasming together manifesto.
Yeah.
Nobody manifesting nothing out here, dude.
Yeah.
People stop manifesting, dude. That was 2018.
You think a Las Vegas shooter would have a manifesto for killing that many people?
I'd like to write the Kiss Your Friends manifesto. Kiss the two boys sitting on the podcast next to you manifesto. Okay. What do you guys think about that?
How would it go?
Here it is. It would go like this. If these two boys don't kiss me, I'm going to kill myself and everyone here.
Oh.
Either way, we're dying.
Sorry, Instagram.
Yeah, what are you doing?
My bad.
We're trying to do...
It's a joke. But seriously,
they don't know if you hit the button.
I'm going to fucking kill you, dude.
I will blow your brains out all across this elementary school. Just kiss me! That'd be crazy.
Go into a Joker monologue.
God, what a good movie.
You get what you fucking deserve!
I'm getting scared, dude.
More like I get what I fucking deserve.
And you can tell that his testosterone pills or whatever are working because he's sweating like crazy. Dude, this hermaphrodite.
Damn, you got pit stains, boy.
Yeah.
Why you nervy?
I'm just a man. Who sweats?
Allegedly.
Yeah. What's the thing, girl? Estrogen. Gotcha. A lot of estrogen.
A lot of estrogen from you, bro.
Lots of.
I smell the pheromones.
I can smell your period, boy.
You're still a man, even if you have medical interventions to do it.
That's a good point.
Solid rebuttal there.
Yeah. Yep. Do you guys have anything in particular you wanted to hit before I move on to this from this all trans all the time episode of
those all trans all the time? Those are the two hard name of the episode.
Those are the two things I had, dude. So take us out. What do you got?
Here's Let's something switch. That I thought was interesting.
The new Waco fucking biopic.
As an incel who's almost constantly, almost ceaselessly masturbating, I was masturbating the other day, perusing through.
Thinking about showing up at school?
Well, I was trying to avoid that.
Okay.
And so I'm perusing through the old webcam site and come across this gal who's her appeal.
Do you know her in high school?
She looks like somebody I know in high school. That's the appeal.
Ooh.
She's very...
It's always that. When you like, get fixated on a cam girl.
Is it the girl
She keeps
that,
her clothes on. She like...
Her masturbating no makeup.
I guess, yeah, or whatever.
She's like your girlfriend.
She's kind of doing that. I think, or maybe that's... she's like my girlfriend. And this
she's
Nick...
She's not non-nude, dude. She's non-existent.
And this, Nick, is the point. Can we smoke more marijuana?
Of course.
I'm good.
Dude, you remember that one... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
That horror movie where it's like all the cam girls were actually like CGI, like made up and pretend.
Damn. No.
We talked about it a long time ago. That's pretty wild.
Send me a link.
All right. That's crazy that could happen, though. Like, you could actually, like, they could make something that would
with AI
so
now, yeah.
pull everybody in.
I'm not sure if we can show this or not, but here's the gal.
Mm-hmm.
You see how she's just kind of, we'll show who does she, if she comes after us.
Can you write down who successful. She reminds you of?
Was no, it? I oh, can't. Yeah. I don't know specifically. You obviously have a specific one, though, that we can talk about.
Kind
off
of.
But hi, actually, CJ. Yes, I can.
You're here jerking off again.
You guys actually, the person who this
you
person
this
reminds
every
me
day.
Of, you guys have, like, you guys have horny that, Instagram checked on or whatever that's called. Ooh. What's that called
I would
again?
Never do that.
Stalking. You
people,
guys have Instagram
people
stalked
out
the chick
there.
Really?
I would like, never do that.
Damn, I wonder who it is.
Can we follow her?
This is great radio, you guys. And so the thing about this, you see.
This is a podcast, you old fruit basket.
Okay, well.
Fruit basket, dude, bring it back. Fucking bring that back, dude.
You fucking
remember getting called
fruit
a
cake?
Fruit basket, dude? You're something that holds fruit. That means you're a bottom, dude. God damn,
coming,
dude.
Coming to my apartment, acting like a fruitcake.
Bring back old insults, dad insults, dude.
Yeah, your fruit basket. All right, sorry. Continue with this.
Yeah, what about
hot
this?
Hot smoking lady.
This lady what?
So this lady here, what she seems to be doing is trying to entice you with her girl next door persona.
Oh, I can see both those girls next door, dude. She's hiding them. She's got sweater kitties.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She's built like she does. You can see, you can tell in the nose, they say.
Oh, yeah?
That she's got a huge dick, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And so, the thing that caught my eye was the chat. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pedro.
No, I was going to pass it to you.
Yeah.
You're just reaching, so I try to help.
Because I really appreciate that.
I'm a helper.
I'm reaching
can
with
I
this segment,
you?
Dude.
No, I like it.
No, I like it too, dude.
The thing that caught my eye, the reason I bring up this thing is not just to try and make you guys picture me masturbating while thinking about all of this stuff.
I already have.
But this comment here from Mr. 8-Inch Dick.
Damn, that's
he
a good
definitely has
name.
An 8-inch dick,
oh,
dude.
Yeah,
and Dick was D-I-K, he spelled it.
Ooh, yeah. Edgy.
I got the original one.
And
the
he dick. Said, as you said, and he goes, I'm going to head.
What happened? Did they kick us off? Sorry, continue.
Yep. Pedro's thing is probably.
Dude, I was at 100%. Dick. I was at 100, dude.
Or maybe we hit the limit.
What the hell, dude? The hell's going on with my phone?
Did we hit the IG limit?
No, it just says low battery.
What the fuck? I was at 100, dude.
What the heck, dude?
What the frick is going on?
I'm going to burn you, dude.
What the hell, dude? Why would you do that? Carry on with the segment. So we are stumbling all over this, folks.
So Mr. 8-Inch Dick said what, dude?
Yeah, what did Mr. 8-Inch Dick say?
He's messaging presumably to Miss Alexa _ Dream on chatterbait.com. I'm going to head to bed. It was nice seeing you, X.
Oh, he's seen her before.
I'll be back tomorrow night if you're online. Good night, X.
Ooh. Kinky. Yeah. Kinky with the X's.
Yeah. Or as he probably said it, I'm going to head to bed. It was nice seeing you. I'll be back tomorrow night if you're online. Good night.
Was this you?
Are you Mr. 8-inch Dick?
This is what I'm trying to tell you, folks.
I got an 8-inch dick.
They call me Mr. 8-inch Dick. All right. And
coincidence?
By day,
D-I-K.
I think not.
And so the point, that was what it was just like, you know, I was jerking it, and then I saw that, and it made me sad, and then I stopped jerking, and I was like,
you stopped jerking?
I stopped jerking.
Why did, like, what made you, what about
you
that comment?
You quit cold jerking after your eighth jerk of the day.
It was like a enough. Late jerk, and I was like,
I'll pick it back up tomorrow.
Put the dick down, son.
And so you mean again, X.
I'll pick it back up tomorrow, X. Good night.
He said the same thing the comment said to his dick. It was good seeing you again.
I'm all...
Yeah, Mr. Hayden.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you got an 8-inch dick, dude.
Good night. Put a little sleeping cap on top of it. Don't wake daddy.
Put it in a little bed.
Cover it up with a blanket. Y'all ridiculous, bro. Make me laugh so much.
So, yeah, that just hit me, man.
What
I was
about
just
that,
like,
comment hit you, though, dude? What was
the
it?
The fact that it's just a ploy for intimacy. This guy wants intimacy so bad.
He's that lonely.
And it's ironic that his version, his way to do that is to go, I know, I'll call myself Mr. 8-inch Dick.
That's and be true. Super nice right, to cam right, right. girls.
Yeah, dude. These true. Chicks are going to be all on my shit. Yes. And then I'll be nice to them, and they'll be like, damn, I wish he was my boyfriend.
But if they're bad, I won't spank them.
She said, see you later, boy. That's what she said, dude.
They're going to be spanked. I'm sorry. Gotcha. That's for throwing the pen at me earlier. Yeah.
Thing wet
fruitcake.
Fruit basket was so good.
Like,
oh, like, okay. Looks like you're gonna eat it.
Just and I just was like, cool. That's I would just it made perfect sense to me.
You got it, right?
Spit it out.
Yeah, I was just like, oh,
okay. You got it. CJ. CJ.
Spit it out. Enjoy it.
Oh fuck.
That's wild.
Oh, no.
What are you doing, homie?
He's watching a podcast. As a podcast. That's what he's doing.
Did you restart the video or no?
No, it's low battery. Okay.
Low okay. bat, dude.
Low batty.
Lowy B.
So, yeah,
Lowy
I mean,
B. That's our
Joy
president,
Bede.
Dude.
It's Joy Bede.
I think that's his handle, dude. It's online is Lowy B.
I think it's actually reflective of the theme of the episode, of this shooting. Of the problems we've got going on right now in society.
Was Mr. 8-inch Dick in Nashville?
Mr. 8-inch Dick was the handle of the Nashville shooter.
Whoa.
Headshot, bang!
That's breaking news. You heard it first.
You heard it here first, yeah. Dude.
So now I don't know what to believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing. Can't believe anything. Can't believe anything you see on TV.
Can't believe your own thoughts sometimes, dude.
Yeah, you can never believe a thought.
Never
you know
believe
saying?
A thought, dude.
You know what thoughts? I'm saying, dude?
I never believe what women tell me.
So that, shout out
that
to
little
Steve
comment,
Wright.
Dude, made you stop stroking your
I like
dog,
how this
dude.
Is the focus.
You stop stroking the tugger.
You stop stroking.
Because I was like, this is what it,
did you empathize with
is.
Homie?
Yeah, I was like.
You saw
like,
yourself in his shoes.
Did you DM him on the side?
You were like, hey, man, I was
are you
just
okay?
about to send the same
hey, bud, you doing all right?
You're going to go strip a school or something? Like, yeah. Here's my manifesto, and that's why you have the manifesto.
He has it. He just doesn't want to pull it up.
Well, he's trying to sell it to CNN and
well, absolutely. It's the only copy.
Oh, yeah. Is that from your butt or your mouth?
Either or, I'm hard.
Yeah, it's a one straight shot all the way through.
Literally is though. Yeah, it's I not know. Straight, but
that doesn't strike you guys
as odd.
I know we're trying to hit the comedy wave.
No,
you're right. Trying to ride
no, it is
whatever.
Sad,
but it doesn't strike you where you're just like, look at these. They, I mean, this guy, Mr. 8-inch Dick, is not an anomaly in this world.
But yeah, because there's so many people like
every
that.
Night.
Think about any of these Instagram people that he looks up. Dude, I would never look at like Instagram women. Or
yeah, yeah. Literally then every woman every on Instagram.
Every comment's like, oh, like they're like actually responding to her, being like, oh, yeah, I love that thing. Or, like,
or it's Indian dudes being like, so show us boobs.
I know. Just like these people are so deprived of
intimacy.
Intimacy, yeah.
Well, that is the intimacy.
That's all it is.
A like from her is like they got caressed on the shoulder or something. Like, oh, thanks. You know, like.
Damn, be here now.
Whoa, be hard now.
But it's was it George Orwell? It's like they don't want us to love because that's something they can't control. They like love is what they fear. Love is what they fear because that's something they can't control. So you do
love
see
is it, the law. Love under will,
and you see it how it's really being taken out of our society in a way where it's like sexualization and everything. It's like being sold to us. Like, and also how people aren't having kids and everything like that in a way. Like, even I remember talking to like Kinsey earlier about like before, it's like it almost feels like counterculture in a weird way sometimes to have like that nuclear family or a family that's like together or believes in that kind of thing. Like, it's weird to like want that. Like, the system has weirdly tricked you to think like that's
in like
bad
cultural
thing.
Norms.
Yeah.
Is what you're like, talking about. Yeah.
Like, fight for something that you love or like build a thing like that.
I think maybe I think it's portrayed more like that than what it actually is. Cause I there's a large percentage that do have that,
but it's lower than it ever has been.
Oh, for real?
Way lower. I mean, the amount.
Well,
of
I mean, if you're talking statistics, you got me.
Yeah. Statistics, dude.
True. Can't believe those.
If you're talking statistics, dude.
If you're talking tits and dicks, I'm out.
Can I see those statistics, dude?
Let me see the statistics on that.
Let me see those statistics and dicks. Then we can get carry on this conversation.
Yeah, I mean, that is the norm. That's why he's going to be there tomorrow night and the following night, because they do build this, like, fantasy role-play world in their head, this idea that they're somehow in a relationship for sure. with this person, and she's, you know, continue, or, like, her likes is what makes you, like,
right.
she probably never, like, responds unless right. you're...
But even, Chat GP or whatever the fuck it's called could respond
GTP, dude.
Could start responding to her. Like, think about that reality.
It's gonna be fucking the Joaquin Phoenix movie, dude.
Because Chat BBD.
Her.
That Chat BBD. That's Chat 8 inches, dog. Because the thing is, that's the thing.
Chat BBW, dude.
That's the thing. That's like, then people, that's their idea of what love is. Yeah. And then they're treated better than they'll ever be treated in a relationship. Because it's hard work.
Yeah, I mean, that was the movie, Her. Like, Joaquin Phoenix falls
in love
with
his computer.
Yeah, but
then he finds out she's talking to 2,000 other guys.
Well, sorry to tell you,
but Alan Watts comes and straightens out the
AI. But that's the reality.
Yeah. What? What is
Alan Watts? Sorry, I had to interject Alan Watts when Her got brought up. I apologize.
What did he say?
Yeah, he was like a character.
He spanked her, dude. He believed in spanking.
Okay.
He said when a woman gets out of line,
spank him.
You get a lot of store with the hairbrush properly applied.
Alan Watts rules, dude.
Good rhyming.
That was all Frank Desiderio, dude.
But yeah, no, it is strange to see it kind of baked out of our like reality in a weird way.
Yeah.
I do feel like that.
You're the
true.
Anomaly for wanting, you know, the wife, kids.
Well, like,
think about how hard that's been pushed ever since we were even young. Like,
that's what's weird. Like, it did flip. It has.
And maybe
there's so much effort that has been put into making it like 50-50.
Yeah. It's like, what's that old, like the Russian KBG? He's like talking about how like Russia's long plan from the 60s was like to infiltrate the kids and who become go to those college, and then they become the teachers, and then all of a sudden it's like it's a slow moving
the
game,
KGB but, one dude the yeah. KGB one
yeah it was the Atari of KGB
yeah
now we're on KGB 5000
yeah, it's just wild.
I'm saying they won the
let's just shoot up schools. But, yeah, I don't know. I do see that kind of as a...
The trans thing seems like demoralization because it's such a... Like, you're like, why is this such an issue?
Yeah, we're getting demonetization, dude, so fuck.
Who cares? Why does everybody care about who everybody else fucks?
Right.
Like, I guess it is it is left over from the Protestant, like...
Yeah, I was going to say, since the, you know,
It's been in our system, dude. We always are infatuated by who people are fucking.
But it's also like, it's left over from the shame of the Christian, you know, like enforcement.
And trying to understand Puritans, where they stand or who they are. But it's so funny to be like so attached to an identity when it's like, also the alter ego to that is being like, I don't want to identify as anybody. Like, you shouldn't see me as a certain way or a certain thing.
Yeah, I'm a fucking
like,
kitty
but
cat.
But now it's like, this is my whole identity. This is who I am. Like, hone into this one thing. It's like, but I thought we were just kind of all floating things. It's weird to like get so dialed into one thing. It becomes the opposite thing. So it's like when something like it starts so big, it dials in, it like eats itself in a weird way.
Yeah. It's like resisting so hard that when the opposition lets go, you fall down. It's like,
yeah,
you're pulling so hard the in the opposite direction off. That, yeah, you're just, you're
become
gone.
The opposition.
Yeah. That shooter wish to break the
horseshoe theory.
Yeah. You go to your local elementary school. You set, you show them,
yeah, the left has gone all the way around the horseshoe and met the right at school shootings.
They're like, we don't get paid enough. Like, shut up, bitch.
Like, we're all together now in school shooting land.
Yeah,
so.
True, yeah. So that's something to celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah, it is cool. That's what I was saying at the beginning. Like, sorry.
Never mind. There you go.
I just think it's very cool that the trans people are now included in the school shooting industry.
Mm.
Can't wait for take my daughter to school shooting day, dude.
Do you think the internet
is a career day?
I feel
this
like
is what your daddy does.
We turn the internet on and the first generation of people to grow up with it are all like trans and gay and like, I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm just like, gonna touch crazy. It.
I'm lonely. I'm in love with this lady who doesn't know me.
But it's been made to manipulate us. That's the thing. It's like, and dude, we've been warned about this since the fucking 40s, dude.
Yeah.
Like, they saw this trickle happen. Like, they will go into your brains. And I think
the Unabomber had a point, is what you're saying.
He did, though. Like, honestly, read his manifesto. Read
Timmy?
This
What's his name, Timmy?
Yeah, Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah, Timmy had a point, dude.
Yeah, they all have points.
No, Ted Kaczynski.
Oh, Teddy. Yeah.
Teddy Neutron.
Timothy McVeigh was the first World Trade Center bombing. Yeah, Oklahoma.
Was it Oklahoma City? Also, a little sketchy if you look into it.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. A little fucking sketchy, yeah. YouTube.
Follow Boltzmann Booty on Twitter.
Yeah, follow them.
He's
That's
got
another
like,
cam girl, dude. Don't follow her.
He's got a huge thing all about OKC. He writes about it all the time.
Yeah,
what happened there?
The Oklahoma City bombing is like the first World Trade Center bombing, and it was like
Timothy McVeigh
glowing in the dark.
Yo, you know what's wild? He was like day 45 at Waco, like the standoff. Timothy McVeigh was like parked on the side of the road selling bumper stickers.
That's
like,
right,
Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah.
Whoa,
it was wild, dude. He was like selling bumper stickers, like anti-government bumper stickers
at Waco.
At Waco.
That's probably where they recruited
him.
He's
trying to profit from
He literally Waco. Just drives up to Waco, merch at Waco. There's some fucking spook at Waco trying to deal with some shit, and they see him selling bumper stickers, and they're just like, hey, Billy,
what's up with this guy?
Go get that one.
Waco's a wild
They're like, we got another dude. One. I'm it watching must be the, like flies coming to honey with those shits, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
like
watching
the CIA
fucking
trying to recruit insane.
And they're always right there. They're always right there. It's the same thing. I mean, you go to January 6th. It's like, how invested was the CIA in all those groups happened that stormed the Capitol?
It was
like,
just a cake on an anthill, dude.
I know. It's like you're literally like you're bringing your schizophrenic uncle to work day with three CIA agents. It's a group of 15 people and two fucking half retards being like, look at what they're doing, America. It's like, what are you talking about? This is CIA. They're literally holding their hands. Yeah. It's happening. Yeah. It's so crazy. At least in the 60s, they disguised it with acid and like they were more hidden with it. It's like, it's so oblivious.
They
right
bait them and prosecute them, dude, too. Yeah. They just burn them off.
Yeah,
they don't give a fuck.
They efficiency, they like streamline the process on that shit. They're like, the schizos will come to us, dude. We don't have to go out and fucking drug people. Dude, we got this.
They're on Facebook. It's fine. We'll get them. They're on Chat Roulette or whatever the fuck.
Crazy. Yeah. There was it always reminds me of that tweet from Trevor. What was that fucking guy's name? Trevor Moore. From I think it was from
Trevor Moore. Like, does he have a car?
From Trevor Moore. He was like a comedian and he did like
just like you, dude.
He did skit shows and shit like that. And he had that tweet like shortly before he died that said, what if the government learned that
to go
like learned from MK Ultra that trauma, that you can control people's minds with trauma.
Yeah.
And so all these like mass shootings and
right.
constant turmoil and all that is just a way to control people. LOL. Just kidding.
Yeah. There's no way whatever. That's happening right now.
No, I don't believe that whatsoever.
Amor Ibas.
See you next week.